Hi, I'm Natalie.
And hi, I'm Benji.
And we are a counsellor, trauma therapist and a fitness instructor. We know that mental health and physical health go hand in hand, and this podcast is to help bring them two themes together, and maybe you might help to develop some new strategies.
Yeah, we're going to have plenty of discussions, and you're going to get to hear from the perspective of a fitness instructor and a therapist, which should be good. And hopefully, just by listening to this podcast, you might have a better day today.
And this episode is how to make the most out of Christmas.
Yeah, a little bit more lighthearted than our usual episodes, right?
Yeah.
And Nat, how are you? Are you ready for Christmas?
I'm nearly ready. I'm almost there. I have to just organize the last few gifts from Santa, but I think I'm not stressing over it. Most of it's done, so yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I'm nearly ready, so I feel a bit more excited now for Santa coming. How about you?
Good. Yeah, I'm almost there. I mean, in typical fashion, I've been a very typical man, and I've got a lot of things left till the last minute. But I'm sure I'll be all right. I'll be all right. I'm a last minute Santa, so yeah. I'll be good. And yeah, as you say, quite looking forward to Christmas. I know many people do. I think we've had quite a difficult 2020 by all accounts, and it's been a real roller coaster ride. You know, wherever you are in the country or wherever you are in the world, it's been a tough time. Mm-hmm. And I think what's quite nice about Christmas and the time that it's coming is that it's really the only opportunity for us to all kind of gain a little bit of light, you know. Yeah. Really take the foot off the pedal, maybe just stop thinking so much and just start living, start enjoying and start relaxing, right?
Yeah.
And I know for most people that's easier said than done, right? So what would you think people should be trying to do or aim to do over these next couple of weeks just to make the most out of this Christmas break, this Christmas period?
Yeah. Whatever I've been chatting to my clients recently, a lot of them have been saying that they feel exhausted. And everybody that I seem to meet, they talk about this tiredness, this exhaustion, and just exactly what you were saying there. Being able to take your foot off that pedal now and begin to have a wind down. We're not very good at, you know, just being in the moment and relaxing. A lot of us, we should be called human doings rather than human beings. We just want to be do. And yeah. I think for our bodies, we need a bit of a period of rest and digest. We need that time to be able to switch off and relax and not think about work or not think about stresses, because we've had a lot of them kind of worries through 2020, no matter, as you say, no matter where you are in the country or the world. So for a few days or even a week or two, just to be able to switch off, relax, and recharge your batteries a wee bit is so important, you know, physically and emotionally. So I'd be suggesting of just plan, even if it's only 1 or 2 days, then that's great. Even if you can do more, I would encourage even more. But I think it's really important to have that wind down, just switching off from everything for a wee while and just being in the moment. Yeah,
completely agree with you. I completely agree. And I think it's really important, isn't it, to establish a new routine over this Christmas period, because actually the routine that we're normally engaged in, we're not physically going to be able to, you know, if you work and work quite a lot, it's going to be quite difficult to actually do that over this Christmas period. You know, some things will change. If perhaps you go to the gym, for example, that will become a little bit more difficult, not impossible, but a little bit more difficult. Of course, you can work out at home. You can do different bits and pieces to stay fit. But if actually the act of going to the gym is something that you regularly do, that will change. Taking kids to play groups and things like that, they'll all shut down, and lessons, you know, music lessons, swimming lessons, all of those things will shut down. So your routine has to change. And I think some of that's pretty good, you know, for the mind and for the body, certainly. I think over the course of this, 9 months, that we've seen this global pandemic, most people have had their typical life and routine altered, you know, in some way. You know, everybody has had some sort of alteration to their life, whether they're prepared to admit it or recognize it or not. Everyone has, however small. And for a lot of people that I've spoken to, it's actually been good. You know, some people are saying, you know, I've never had this much time off with my children, or, you know, had this much time at home with my family. People have never had the opportunity to really take their foot off the gas at work and not be kind of hung up and strung up for it, you know. So I think it's important really to have those little moments. And although we had an extended period of that this year, I think it was clouded with the inevitable stress of everything going back to some kind of normality. And then having to pick up the shortfall and all of the problems that we faced during that period of downtime. So I think this Christmas really presents an opportunity for everybody to just genuinely be able to kick back, really appreciate, reflect on the year that we've had, look at what you've done well, what you've not done so well, how productive you've been with your time, where you could have been more productive, and really just reflecting, I think, on the year gone by, with a few smiles, mince pies, bit of food and drink, if that's what you do, you know, over this period. I think it's really a fantastic opportunity to reflect on some of those things.
And you know, exactly what you're saying there, reflection is so important, just to be able to look and see how far you've actually come and all the challenges that you've been able to overcome over the last couple of months or even the last year. And we naturally do that at the end of anything, especially at the end of a year then. So we're naturally reflective at that time, you know, that time. So I want all our listeners to be able to check in with themselves and think, how did I survive that? What skills, what knowledge did I gain? You know, although it's been difficult and challenging and I'm having to adapt. And for some people, it's been improvements and some people not, you know, not improvements. For some people, it's been a very difficult year. So, you know, just reflect, what got you through that? What have you learned about yourself through that time? You know, and how are you going to take that forward then under the new year? Or how are you going to build on that? So yeah, exactly what you're saying there. Reflection is so important too.
Is there anything else that you would recommend people try and strive to do over this period if they are someone that normally struggles with their mental health when their routine's changed? Is there anything that you could recommend?
I think for me, the main thing that comes up, a lot of the services, you know, I know that a lot of my clients now, they've been prepared for me finishing up for a few weeks and taking a break. We're not ending, we're taking a break, and the services will resume in January again. But I think it's about knowing, you know, connecting with people around you. So if you can connect with family and friends, and trying to do that safely over the Christmas period. If you're a bit isolated and you don't really have that support, then seeing what other connections are in your local areas. You know, make yourself aware. If you know that you might struggle through the Christmas period, you know, check out, as can you phone Samaritans, like, you know, online support, or maybe going to, you know, in my area, there's a lot of local areas, a lot of local charities that's got even Christmas Day dinners running. So even maybe they go along to one of them and have your Christmas dinner with in a community group, or just trying to see if you need that connection. Also, the main thing that comes out for me when I think about Christmas and, you know, the festive period in general, is a lot of people, they overeat, they overindulge, and it can be the same even with alcohol, and, you know, other, maybe even recreational drugs. Them kind of things are really important to be mindful of as well if you struggle with your mental health. So if your mental health isn't great throughout the year and then you add alcohol onto the top of that over the Christmas period, it can make things actually a bit more negative, let's just say. So just be mindful of your intake of alcohol or anything that could be, that could cause you more harm than good. You know, so maybe not to have a drink if you're not feeling so good, or connect with people if you know that you're going to struggle. They're the main things that I kind of think about whenever I'm thinking about the Christmas period and people struggling with their mental health, is the connection and the overindulgence, and just being mindful of what I need to put in place to make sure that I don't go off track, or that that I won't struggle even more so over the downtime.
I think it's interesting as a concept, you know, the term overindulging, because I think you can really apply that to anything, because you can overindulge in things which normally would be considered positive. So you could overindulge in exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, you could overindulge in cleaning, for example, overindulging, like you can always do too much of something.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's a really important concept that we forget to really just reflect on, is, you know, too much of anything is bad for you.
Yeah.
So balance is really key. And I think that's going to be one of the things that's really going to pull people through this Christmas period, particularly at the end of such a difficult year, because it is about balance. And just in the way you can overindulge in alcohol or things that bring your mood down, you can overindulge in social media, for example. Yeah. You can overindulge in feeling low. You know, you can genuinely find yourself in a place where you don't feel the greatest, but then your thoughts and movements or lack of movement contributes to you feeling even lower. And you can almost overindulge in that, almost overindulge in the space of feeling negative. And I think it's important for us to look at our mental health and the way in which we overindulge or underindulge in certain things of the mind, the same way we look at alcohol or drugs. You know, people will always say things like, yeah, I like to have a drink, but I know my limit.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic. And I think the same can be applied to your mental health, is, you know, to be able to say or to consider, I have my low moments, you know, maybe once every couple of weeks or however often it might be. I have my low moments. I have my moments where I'm not myself, but I know my limit. You know, how empowering would that be to be able to, you know, just to consider as a thought, and to be able to say to yourself, and then have the ingredients to lift yourself out of some of that low mood by doing some of the things that make you feel a little bit happier, or just relieve some of the inevitable stresses or anxieties, or just physical manifestations of low mood in the body. Like, for example, walking. Mm-hmm. You know, just something as simple as setting a time in the day where you'll always commit to going for a walk. Getting some fresh air, you know, is really undervalued. And depending on where you live in the country, it might be less fresh air than others. But, you know, being able to go out and just take a walk, whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's 50 minutes, just being able to go out, maybe taking out some time to check out this podcast or go back through the previous episodes, and just really being focused on one thing and forgetting everything else, you know, even if it's just focusing on how many steps you can do, you know, those things are quite important to just help you set a limit on how low you will go if you are someone that does experience low mood, particularly when your routine's changed or the things that you would normally access, you can't.
Yeah. And just like you were saying there, you know, I was thinking of our previous episodes even, and even when we talk about, you know, mental health and overindulging and the negative aspects, you know, if people listen back to our anxiety podcast, right, there's not one size that fits all. So what my balance looks like will be completely bent to what your balance looks like. So it's about getting an awareness of where you're at. And if something is, you know, for some people, we can go into what we call self-pity mode, and we feel a bit sorry for ourselves, and we be a bit mopey, and we would be more likely to listen to sad songs, or, you know, talk about the negative things that's going on in our life. And
then
of course, then setting up a routine would be helpful for that. You know, looking at trying to have a gratitude diary, things like that can improve. All them self-motivating things can really work. For other people, it's not as easy, you know, especially if they're going through grieving, or if they're struggling with, you know, maybe like the PTSD or something like that, through something that's really traumatic that's happened. It's not as easy just to pull yourself out of that then. So I'd be conscious of saying, you know, if you are one of them people that you find it really difficult, and you are stuck in that rut, and you're struggling to get yourself motivated, and you find yourself not being able to drag yourself out of that negative cycle, then reach out and get that bit of support then, you know, for somebody else externally, like a counselor, like the, you know, Samaritans over the Christmas period through online or telephone or the GP service or whatever it might be. If you are struggling with that, the support does there to help you do that. But if for anybody who's not struggling and who just finds themselves going through a bit of a dip period, a bit of low period, that's quite normal. We all go through them periods as well. Mm-hmm. But like you're saying, their routine would really help that. And even listening back to our previous podcast on the social media one there, like you were mentioning, you know, knowing what your limits are, knowing whenever your boundaries are going to be crossed, or, you know, if you are feeling a bit low, then maybe not listening to a certain YouTuber or a certain, you know, Instagrammer or whatever, if they are going to affect your mood as well. Just knowing your own boundaries.
I think the importance of like understanding that and understanding your limits, you know, is really undervalued, and it's really something that we don't talk about enough and don't consider enough, you know. The fact that most of us, if we were in our home, would tend to charge our phone battery although we're in the home now. You know, 10 years ago, the whole reason for having your phone battery charge was, well, if I'm out and I get stuck in an emergency, you know, I need to be able to contact someone, or I need, you know, someone to contact me, etc. And 10 years ago, maybe that would have been the case. But now we make sure our phone battery is charged whilst we're in the home. So what's the reason? Yeah. You know, and the reason is that we spend so much time engaged with technology, and subsequently less time engage with people and our surroundings. And I think at Christmas, it's really a time, you know, to shut off from work, shut off from social media, and really just be present, as you say, in, you know, in the moment and in the experience of just being able to relax, take your foot off the pedal a little bit, and really just reflect on what's been a difficult time, but ultimately a time that we've survived and come through. And, you know, that's to be something that we seek gratitude for and, you know, really reflect on and hold on to.
Yeah. And it's not, people say to me, sometimes I feel guilty for that. It's, you know, it's not about feeling guilty. It's essential for your mental health. You need to be able to soothe that nervous system. If your nervous system is activated a lot of the time through stressors, it's really important to be able to wind down and have that tight period now over the next few weeks. It's a great opportunity. So making sure that you're taking that opportunity to unwind and connect with the other people that's in your surroundings, and just being able to relax. Yeah, so I agree with what you're saying there.
Yeah. And I guess if you're alone in this time, or you'll be spending some time, sadly, in isolation over Christmas, that can be quite tough as well. So I think it's really important for people to understand that no matter what your situation, all of these different things apply. And it's just about recognizing your specific situation, your specific limitations, the things that you can do well, the things that work for you, and just establishing almost a mini routine, you know, that's not set around being anxious or being active, but just being reflective.
I know that this won't last forever. Even above dark clouds, there's the blue sky again. So even if it's just a matter of getting through these couple of weeks until we get into the new year and things open up again, knowing that this is not permanent, you know, this is only temporary, and you can come through this time and enjoy the new year then hopefully again and get back to a bit of normality, hopefully.
Yeah, as normal as things go.
Normal as it can be in the circumstances, yeah. Whatever that is.
Yeah. Well, I hope everybody that's listening has had a okay year. I won't say fantastic year, because for many people, it's been a great time, or a time of reflection, a time to have some more time with their family, or, you know, friends or loved ones. And for many people, it's been a really, really tough year. But whatever happens, we've survived. So far, all of the worst days in 2020, we've survived them, and we're here and facing celebrating Christmas. So that's a positive, and something that we should all be able to reflect on during this time. So hopefully you've enjoyed what you've heard in this episode. We wish you all a fantastic, lovely, restful, very, very Merry Christmas. And we'll look forward to seeing you, talking to you, in 2021. Take care, guys.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Take care. Merry Christmas.